Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon decode for Thursday, March 26th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are doing your own decodes and your own research at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub, QMap.pub. I also have the posts now on my website, prayingmedic.com/QDrops. If you have an Android device and you would like to get notifications when Q is posting, the Play Store has the QMap app and the QAlerts app. If you have an iPhone, you can get the app. It's called Get Pushed, and then look for the QAlerts update in the search feature. You might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. Getting a lot of good feedback on it. A lot of people who knew nothing about Q, didn't know about politics, really didn't like Trump, checked out this book. Loved it, got red-pilled, understand what's going on now. My theme for this broadcast is infiltration instead of invasion. All right, so you're going to crawl inside of my brain for about 20 minutes while I walk you through some previous Q posts and we decode a signature from Q. And if you, this broadcast will kind of tie some things together that we covered in the last broadcast. So you might want to, if you have not listened to the previous one, you'll want to do that. Check out the previous one. It's primarily about China. And that might help a little bit. Okay, so taking care of one issue that people have been bugging me about a lot over the last 2 weeks. Q confirmed that he has no communications with anyone outside of the board on 8kun, where he posts, past, present, or future. This is an old drop from January 8th, 2018. Important, no private comms, past, present, or future. No comms made outside of this platform. Q does not post on Twitter. Q does not do YouTube videos. Q is not on Facebook. Q only posts on the 8kun board under the trip code. That is it. That's the only way Q communicates with anyone. And he claims to contradict this. Above should be considered fake news and disregarded immediately. Where we go one, we go all. Patriots. And from the board, no private comms. And we got our little toilet paper there. Because, well, we're in a pandemic. And this Anon said, well, it looks like Austin Steinbart is done for now. So, yeah. Austin Steinbart. I have not weighed in on him publicly on social media because I just didn't feel it was necessary, but this, I believe, is a direct answer to people who want to know if Austin Steinbart is who he says he is. All right, so I need to go back and look at something from the past. I've just been making this graphic, which shows a pattern of the number of dots used in the ellipsis at the end of the statement, the silent war continues. Now, this may seem like a very trivial, insignificant thing. I just noticed patterns and I'm pointing this out. On February 6th, Q posted a drop here, and we're going to cover this one. At the end, Q wrote, the silent war continues, and there was 5 dots in the ellipsis. And then on February 8th, Q posted it again, and there was 4 dots in the ellipsis at the end. Q posted again on February 12th, and there were 3 dots in the ellipsis. And then on February 25th, there were 2 dots in the ellipsis. So I've just been tracking this, and this pattern may or may not be relevant. I don't know what it means. I don't know if it means anything. People who try to predict the dates when the pattern's going to change to 1 dot or when it's going to be 2 dots again, I don't know that you can predict the dates on this stuff. In fact, a lot of people are predicting dates right now about arrests, about 10 days of darkness, all this other stuff. I have learned from following Q for a couple of years, everyone who predicts dates, that certain things are going to happen on certain dates, almost always those predictions fail to come to pass. I highly recommend not predicting dates and don't put too much stock in people who do give dates for certain things. Now, I want to say one thing. There's a lot of people talking about 10 days of darkness, and they say that April 1st is going to start 10 days of darkness, and it's going to end on April 10th. Well, I got some news for you. That's probably not going to happen. If you go back to where Q mentioned 10 Days of Darkness, just put that in, go on any of the websites that host Q posts and start doing a search. And just put in the search window, 10 Days Darkness. You could both spell out the word 10 and also put in the number 10 because you'll get both. So Q started talking about 10 Days of Darkness in December 2017. And Anon asked, "I have a question. 10 Days of Darkness, when?" And Q responded, "Shut down." So if you go to December 25th, we see this post. And it begins with the number 10. And then in brackets, you have 10-9, operational window, 5 through 6. Secured, floor is yours. Twitter, FW, Twitter, kill rogue, confirmed, white. All right. What's relevant for the 10 Days of Darkness is this stringer right here, 10 and then 10-9. That looks like the beginning of a countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. All right. What happened between December 25th and January 4th? Q didn't post. There was 10 days when Q was off the board, when Q was dark. And I believe that the 10 days of darkness that everyone is looking for already happened. It happened between December 25th and January 4th. Q had not taken that long of a break at that point in his operation. It was the longest break. And I think Q was letting people know, "I'm going to be gone for a while, but I'll be back. Don't worry. 10 days darkness." So all this talk about arrests and shutdown of the internet and people losing social media, 10 days of darkness, I do not think they need to worry about that. Okay. Back to our thread. The first post today from Q is this. It's a link to a tweet, "Silent war continues, two dots and the ellipsis." So we haven't gone to the one dot yet. We're still on the two dot ellipsis thing. The tweet is from Educating Liberals. It's a pretty good video. It's called "The Truth by Payne's Angels." Again, I'm not going to include this in the video because of copyright issues. You might want to just look it up on YouTube. It's called "The Truth." It's by Payne's Angels. You can find it on YouTube. And all right, so now we're going to look back a little bit in history. The first time Q used the statement, "The silent war continues," was actually the night of the State of the Union, when Q posted a link to my tweet and wrote, "What happens when the mass population witnesses with no political spin? Fake news cannot censor the State of the Union address. The anti-American actions of the left firsthand. The silent war continues." And there were one, two, three, four, five dots on that one. All right, so Q is asking, what happens when Americans listen to the State of the Union address and watch their Democratic representatives sit on their hands, make faces, and show their hatred for America? What happens when the media can't put their spin on what people are seeing? Well, what happened was that night, this woman called in. She's a lifelong Democrat, and she was livid about the behavior of Democratic representatives at State of the Union. So Q has given us a hint that this signature, it's a signature because it's at the last line of the post, has something to do with anti-American actions of the left. All right. Now, the biggest clue to the meaning of "the silent war continues" was this post from February 6th. I'm just going to read it. "Bigger than you can imagine. This is more than selling state secrets, more than selling the U.S. security, more than selling of military tech, more than selling of CIA assets, more than selling NSA bulk data collection programs, more than selling uranium, more than selling U.S. space national security programs and positions, more than selling of U.S. aid, more than selling SAPs, class 1 through 99." So there are other things that have been sold to foreign countries besides all of these things. Then there's crimes against humanity. "When you cannot destroy or defeat the United States of America by attacking it head-on, you change tactics and deploy a kill from within internal operation." That is what the silent war continues. It's all about. It is about a war because the United States is a very powerful nation militarily. It can't be overpowered by a land invasion or an invasion by sea or air. The only way foreign nations figured that they could ever take control of our country was to do it from within, to find our corrupt politicians, our corrupt CEOs, people in academia, people in Hollywood and the media who would be willing to go along with a plan to subvert our country to foreign control. So Q continues, financial and economy. So you're right, you should destroy the economy, you destroy the finances, you subvert military and police. The Obama administration was well on its way to causing hatred and disdain for the military and the police. He weakened the military, and he put targets on the backs of police so citizens would hate them. Divide the citizenry, collapse the border, and install like-minded leaders in key positions of U.S. government. How many people were removed from the FBI had Iranian family backgrounds? The silent war continues. So, this is a really good description of this silent war that Q keeps on bringing up. The fact that Q posted this phrase again today in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, I think suggests that U.S. political leaders, foreign countries like China, and the media are coordinating the response to the pandemic to destroy our economy and prevent Donald Trump from being reelected. In fact, Trump pretty much came out and said that about the media yesterday on Twitter. The lamestream media is a dominant force in trying to get me to keep our country closed as long as possible in the hope that it will be detrimental to my election success. The real people want to get back to work ASAP. We will be stronger than ever. And of course, after Trump tweeted that, the media went after him in the press conference yesterday and said that his desire to get the country back to work by Easter was irresponsible and reckless. And Trump pushed back. And he was civilized, but he pushed back and basically called them out and said that he believes there are a lot of people in the media who are doing this, taking these positions because they want to ruin his chances for being elected. So let's go back to this Q post from February 12th. This one implicated Barack Obama. We have a flag and we have the definition of patriot and traitor. And Q said the lines are drawn. We got coded message here, defined renegade. This is Obama's Secret Service code name. Standard definition, what is a renegade? Define evergreen, Secret Service code name. Non-standard definition, think depopulation. The silent war continues. All right. And then this post from February 25th is interesting because it suggests that this rash of CEO resignations are a result of the silent war, right? The plan to destroy America from within. This is when Disney CEO Bob Iger had stepped down. And Anon posted this. Q wrote back, "The silent war continues." So people have been wondering, what are all the CEO resignations about? Well, I think that these CEOs are stepping down and getting out because they know they're losing this war. I think that a lot of them were complicit in this plan to subvert the country, and they're getting out because they know that the storm is coming. It's called a silent war because it's not fought with traditional warfighting tactics. It's an infiltration of corporations, academia, entertainment, the media, and the government with people who hate our country and are willing to have it subverted by a foreign power. Today, Q posted this, infiltration instead of invasion. Q. So we're getting more clues about the nature of this silent war. So what happens to those people who are complicit in the attempt to subvert control of our country? Well, today, Q posted a flag with the definitions of patriot and traitor. These are the two sides that are fighting the silent war. You have patriots who are trying to maintain and restore control of the country, and you have traitors who are doing what they can to try to subvert control of our country. So Q posted this, and this is at an image of the seal of the Justice Department. Link to a New York Times article, cover that in a minute. These are crimes that are mentioned in U.S. Code 18, Chapter 115, under treason, sedition, and subversive activities. So you've got treason, misprision of treason, rebellion or insurrection, seditious conspiracy, advocating overthrow of the government, registration of certain organizations, activities affecting armed forces generally, activities affecting armed forces during war, recruiting for service against the United States, and enlistment to serve against the United States. So if you're looking for crimes that these people are going to be charged with, they're all listed in this chapter 115 in U.S. Code. And that is relevant because that is what is going to happen to these people. I keep stressing this, but the media, members of the media, are as guilty as anyone. And actually, under advocating for the overthrow of the government, it says that if you use the press to advocate for the overthrow of the government, that's a felony. The media have as much to lose as anyone. Here's the link. You can check that out. And if you haven't studied Chapter 115, you might want to check this out. Just study it, read the crimes, and you might be surprised at what people could be charged with. Okay, so Q posted a link. The link is to an old archived article by the New York Times from 1863. And it talks about when Abraham Lincoln, actually 1862 in September, suspended the writ of habeas corpus, which is a right to a speedy trial. Congress ratified that action on March 23rd, 1863, with the Habeas Corpus Suspension Act. It says, whereas the Constitution of the United States has ordained that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless, when in cases of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it, and whereas a rebellion was existing on the 3rd day of March, 1863, which rebellion is still existing, and whereas by a statute which was approved on that day, it was enacted by the U.S. House of Representatives in the U.S. Congress assembled that during the present insurrection, the President of the United States, whenever his judgment, the public safety may require, is authorized to suspend the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus in any case throughout the United States. And it continues, and I'm not going to read the rest of it, but Q posting this is, I think, a reminder that if our country is in a situation where we are potentially going to be overthrown by people who are causing insurrection, the president could again suspend the writ of habeas corpus. And it is interesting. Oh, look, it said DOJ symbol again. Same one Q posted up here. Right? Same one. And this is actually from this article on Politico, where Attorney General Barr last week petitioned Congress for modifications that would allow habeas corpus to be suspended in certain cases as the nation deals with the coronavirus pandemic. Now, I suspect maybe Barr is signaling issues that lie ahead. Congress is unlikely to grant Barr's request, but again, in a crisis where our government is about to be overthrown by a foreign power, Trump could suspend habeas corpus if he wanted to. And I'm not saying that he will. That essentially means that civil courts, criminal courts, would no longer be open for business if the president suspended habeas corpus nationwide. All trials would then become military trials, all of them. It essentially closes down civilian courts. And I don't want to see that happen. I don't think that's going to happen, but Q posted this for a reason. We just wanted to mention something here. On this post, this last one, the file name is 90 JPEG. I don't know if it's significant or relevant. I do want to point it out because it may become a future proves past thing. That gets us caught up to Q for today. Please keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep me and Denise in prayer. Love you all. Take care. And we'll catch you on the next broadcast.